Hey everyone, Connie here. Thank you for listening to our podcast. Before we continue, I'd like to take this opportunity to share with you my book called How to Start Your Virtual Assistant Business, 10 Steps to Earn Online as a Top-Notch Virtual Assistant. It contains 10 bite-sized chapters to build a thriving online business, have a consistent income, and get the time freedom you always wanted. It's a perfect gift for you or your loved ones who want to start an online business and work from home or anywhere. Check it out at conniezabala.com/VABook. Want a free chapter? Sure! Just visit bit.ly/VABook free chapter and get your copy. Again, that's bit.ly/VABook free chapter.
Greetings, fellow entrepreneurs. This is Connie and Belle of the Freelancing with Faith podcast.
We are both moms and entrepreneurs whose digital services are bound by our core Christian values.
On this platform, let's talk about tips and how-tos to help our transformational entrepreneurs grow their businesses online.
We also invite our fellow service providers as our guests so they can share their stories and experiences with us.
All these we do with the end goal of glorifying God by providing the best digital services to our clients.
We also have our weekly live praise and worship session.
We look forward to connecting with you. As you listen or watch, grab your favorite drink, pay attention, and take notes. Let us encourage one another to strengthen our faith and relationship with God because He provides for everything.
When He blesses us, He blesses our businesses.
To do that, make sure to subscribe or follow us. Get engaged and share your thoughts with us whenever you have the chance. We look forward to connecting with you. God bless you all.
Hello, everyone. Good morning or good afternoon or good evening to you, whatever time you're watching us from. Can you hear me okay? I moved the microphones.
Yes, I can hear you.
Okay, tonight, we're back on StreamYard, by the way. Hold on.
Yay.
Testing. So, today's episode is all about lessons learned from freelancing from us, from the people we interviewed. So, we hope you learned something from this session. Okay, again, we are Connie and Belle, and we are building a God-centered, purpose-driven life and freelancing business. So today's session, it's we're alone. We don't have any special guests. And before we start, by the way, Sis Belle, can you do the opening prayer?
Yes. Good evening, brothers and sisters. Let's remember that we're in the presence of God. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Lord, we praise you. We glorify you. We honor you. We thank you for blessing us these past few days. We're grateful for all the resources and the people you're sending our way so we can bless others and do what you called us to do. We ask for forgiveness for every wrongdoings we committed. We lift up to you every person who is watching and listening to this podcast. We pray that you open their hearts and minds so that whatever we share with them will create an impact on their businesses. We also lift up to you, Connie and I, pour out your Holy Spirit in us so we will continue to have the courage to say the right words, to share what you're teaching us with the goal of telling your truth. Help and remind us, including our brothers and sisters, that we are building and thriving in our businesses to glorify you and serve the people we work with. We believe that whatever success we have, we owe it all to you. All these we pray in Jesus' name, amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen.
Okay. Again, our title for tonight is about lessons learned from freelancing. So there, I think we're going to do this quick because we did say 7, but this time we are sharing. It's like more of 4 for me and 3 from Belle, so that we don't have to contribute for every lesson because this is based from what we actually learned
And we know that in Filipino terms, paskong pasko na kayo. Anong bakasyon bakasyon na.
Can't wait to celebrate Christmas in English.
So excited to have the Christmas vacation. So we'll make it short, hopefully not more than 30 minutes. So the reason we're sharing this is because it's the end of the year. And of course, we want to share some of the things that we learn from the people we interview, from the guests, from whether they are seasoned freelancer or just starting. And yeah, take note, we did interview people who are just starting. So we hope that before you start your VA business or before you learn and do the how, you will be able to know why it is important that you also learn this lesson. So,
yeah.
By the way, if you're watching us for the very first time, make sure that you click that subscribe button and the bell to get notifications, because we usually go live or upload pre-recorded sessions on Mondays and Thursdays, 1 p.m. Philippine or Manila time. And sis, well, we share with us our schedule.
Yes. Hello again. Sis, are you on TikTok? Because I'm seeing people here. I turned on my... I went live and there are people here.
Oh.
If you're interested, we can do this simultaneously. Anyway,
oh, God.
You
okay,
already
can
have...
I
you
can
use
I go?
Your phone.
Oh, I need my phone. Hold on. I have a download registered on website. Can I use the laptop or no? I need to download it.
Ah, okay. I'm not sure. Sorry. Sorry, but while Sis is trying to take a look if she can install. Anyway, for the benefit of those who are seeing us for the first time, Connie and I go live every Monday and Thursday, 1 p.m. Manila time. Every Monday, we do live praise and worship sessions. So if you're a Christian, if you're Catholic, we are encouraging you, brothers and sisters, to join us every Monday, 1 p.m. Manila time. And let's all start the week right by praising and worshiping. And then every Thursday, Connie and I talk more about freelancing, about digital marketing, about our work as virtual assistants. So if you're interested to learn more about online freelancing, do catch us live every Thursday, 1 p.m. Manila time.
Yes. Yeah. And if you are still wondering how to start your virtual assistant business, feel free to visit connyzabala.com/VA book to get to know more information. This is available in hard copy, 2 versions from Amazon and from the Philippines. And then we also have the ebook, Kindle, and audiobook version. So I'm trying to install the TikTok. Please pardon me. I created the TikTok just so I can join this bell, but I have no plans on. So, there per se as a content creator, Pearl can do that.
It's okay, you focus on YouTube.
Yeah, and I can't even create shorts on YouTube because of a time limitation. Anyway, let's see, I wanna encourage Sis Bell, because this will be our last episode alone for this year.
Yeah.
So might as well. So but we do have TikTok, and Sis Bell is doing that. What's our handle for TikTok?
It's also Freelancing with Faith. So for those who are on TikTok, if you want to see Connie, my partner here, Connie, catch us live on YouTube. We're also there. We're doing this simultaneously.
Okay, trying. Hold
and then
on.
Look for Freelancing with Faith. I will just add you there.
Okay.
Let's see. First time.
Yeah. I used to have this, but I deleted that account. Yes, I really cannot do it anymore. Hold on. I don't need... I just need to log in. Why is it?
Yes. And for those who are watching us live, if you have questions, feel free to leave them in the comments and we'll try our best to answer. If you're interested to learn more about how to become a VA, how to start your freelance career, this is the time.
How can I join you?
Send me a request, sis.
Request?
Do you see me live?
Yep, I see you.
Oh, yeah.
Where's the request? Okay. Join team?
Yep, I'm sending you also an invite. Invite sent. There. Let's see if this works first time.
For our viewers, please pardon me.
There. I sent you an invite.
Where can I see it?
Notifications.
Sorry.
Maybe I can. There, I already sent an invite. It says you're invited.
Oh, hold on. Why can't I get the notifications?
Here, I repeated it.
Please pardon us. Okay, I think I joined already. It says VA with Faith join. Accept, okay.
Yay. Okay.
Okay. I'm not sure where to put this. Hold on.
So,
my goodness,
you're there. Yay!
I'm here. Am I here? I'm not sure.
Yes. I think you need to
open the camera.
Yes. So it will be the two of us side by side. Oh, Christelle is also here on TikTok. Thanks for being here, sis.
Live access needed to go what? To go live and video as a guest.
What?
Huh?
What?
Live access needed to go live on video, it says.
Aww.
So I'm only an audio version. At least they can okay. hear me.
Yes, yes. It's okay. Okay. Well,
excuse me.
So Sis Kristen is welcoming you here on TikTok.
I'm not a TikToker. Nothing against it. I just don't have the time, honestly. So
okay. So sorry about that. Sorry for that delay. We're just trying to maximize our time here, you know.
Yes, because this will be our last live session for 2023. Just Belle and me, and we don't have special guests because the coming Thursdays we will have some guests who are surprisingly available during this Christmas season. So we're doing this for the first time. Anyway, again, our episode or topic for today's session is all about lessons learned from freelancing from the guests or fellow freelancers we interviewed in our Freelancing with Faith YouTube channel or podcast. So of course we won't be able to continue without any Bible verse sharing. So don't worry, you only shared one for today's session. And this is from 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 14, where it says, hold on, let me look up so I can share it with you. Oh, so the TikToker won't be able to share it, but to see it, but the YouTube viewers will be able to see it. So from 2 Timothy, it says, but you remain faithful to what you have learned and believe, because you know from whom you learned it. So I'll go ahead and Sis Belle will share her reflections. Anyway, of course, as content creators, I'm not sure. Oh, I don't have a video on TikTok, so I don't have to look at my camera. I'll just look on my YouTube. On StreamYard. Anyway, of course, as YouTube content creators who encourage to always include faith in God in our businesses, the first thing you gotta learn and believe from is God, of course, or if you want, Jesus. And the rest of the humans that you follow, the people you follow, are all just secondary. So you learn from them for a reason, because you know they can lead to where you want to go. And when you say you believe in God, you know that He can do the impossible. So we just need to continue being faithful no matter what happens. Just because you don't see it, it doesn't mean there's nothing happening. Trust in God, especially with things you don't have control. There, I hope the TikTok viewers are hearing me good.
Yes, I think so. Sis Christel, can you hear both Connie? Both me and Connie? Please give a comment.
Oh, so, by the way, that before Belle share her reflection, for our TikTok, this is a spontaneous live. She didn't tell me that we will do this on TikTok.
You see?
Anyway, go ahead.
And I don't have a script, right?
Yeah. I think we're also in the vacation mood already.
So for me, this verse, actually, this verse, good thing that you mentioned God first, because after all, we should listen to Him first, right? But in the context of freelancing, I think because I tried to also look I tried also to research this verse, and it's written by Paul to Timothy, right? So he was just telling Timothy that he was encouraging Timothy to go back to the source, to what he learned in the past, and also since Connie already mentioned that we should listen to God first, the secondary people that Connie already mentioned are those who just shared the gospel with you, like for example, in Timothy's case, it was Paul. So we don't need to just rely on our own experiences. I think I heard a podcaster say something like, he doesn't really believe in the allow your experiences to be your best teachers. You can expound on that. Allow other people's experiences to be also your teachers. Like for Timothy, Paul already experienced it, so why not take inspiration from that? So in the context of freelancing, sometimes, you know, it's hard to believe certain people when they're teaching you to do this and that thing. But always look after the source. Are they in the authority to teach you those things? So just trust the process. That's our favorite line over here. And it's really sometimes hard, especially if you have your own mindset already and your own belief system. So there, it's God and then the secondary people that Connie already mentioned. That's my reflection.
Okay, thank you. Again, disclaimer, by the way, we are not sharing these Bible verses to say that this is all you need. This is our way of reminding everyone, hi there, to read the Holy Bible for its entirety, to understand the context behind the verse. We are here to encourage you to always include God in your freelancing or virtual assistant journey there. So these 7 lessons that we will be sharing with you came from our own, things from our own perspective as we interview these people. And this time we don't have any acronym. We're lazy again. just so I don't know. I want this to be the exact words that we would like to use. We want to make it easy for I'm not sure if we inform the TikTok viewers why we are speaking in English. Please do. Oh, why it was paused.
Ooh, sorry.
What did you... So for our YouTube viewers, we are live here on YouTube and we are also live on TikTok. My goodness. Since Mel is the one in charge with our TikTok account. So it's also freelancing with Faith. So if you're active on TikTok, feel free to connect with us there and share with us what you think. And this is my first time joining her because I think in order for me to be heard when she goes live, I need to have my own account. So I only created this just to do this, by the way. I'm not planning. Anyway, we have an international audience on our podcast. That's why we are speaking in English. And this is our own way to also practice without, you know, thinking of the right grammar or anything. Just we're just giving you an example. We don't need to be perfect. So anyway, let's start with our first lesson. I will be starting. I think this is also in my book. In my book here. Oh, they won't see it in the TikTok. Anyway, so it's not really the how, it's always the why. I will never get tired of sharing this. You were paused again on the TikTok. Anyway, again, it's not really... Oh, let me share the first pointer. Okay, it's not really the how, it's always the why. Okay, all the people we interviewed... Oh, by the way, Sis Belle will be sharing... We are still paused on TikTok. Anyway, Sis Belle will share where did she learn it from, the exact episode. But pardon me, I won't be able to share that because I forget who says it or where I learned, who I learned it from. So please do pardon me. But these are the things that I also learned from the guests. So all the people we interviewed have an intense why. Intense why. And most of them because of their children, their family, their loved ones. So it's not about the, and I quote, how, because when the going gets tough, we tend to quit and go back to where our comfort zone is, even if it means going back to the corporate world and losing time to spend with the most important people and things in our lives there. So it's not really the how, it's always the why. So Sis Belle will share with us her lesson, though. So this will be the second lesson.
Yes, another lesson that we learned from one of our guests. I actually, a lot of them, actually. because one of the questions we asked our guests are if there was a time in their freelance life or in their lives in general when they felt that... that situation was orchestrated by God, and then they just thought that God, it was you, it was you all along. So this our guest from months ago, what was Sales Alejandro, she was sharing tips on productivity. Would you believe productivity? But then she was able to share like those instances when she felt that God, it was really God's work that is happening behind the scenes. Like when she said a verse, and then you remember that, sis, and then I was telling her, come to think of it, that was the verse we mentioned in our newsletter right at that very moment. So it was like she was really surprised, like, of all times, of all days, and then out of so many Bible verses why that particular time. So it was a good reminder, like, if you're going through something, always remember that God is just there beside you, and you just have to open your heart, open your mind to whatever it is that God is telling you on that particular moment. So it's not just you doing this work alone. It's God working alongside us. So that's a good episode. So if you're interested to hear the full episode, browse it from our past live videos. So there.
For the benefit of our TikTok viewers, let me just repeat. The first lesson is not really the how, it's always the why. And the second one is that know that God is always present. Even our freelance business, we just have to look closer. So the third lesson that we want to share with you is that this is a little bit long. So when you always include God in your freelancing, whatever tasks you do, especially when it comes to finding clients, which is the common problem for freelancers and VAs, where am I? You realize that God gives the best client. Actually, I can attest to this because I have a client that, it wasn't that hard. The process wasn't that hard. We didn't even have a long talk. He just accepted my offer. So, and we also interviewed someone who got a client simply by connecting. And that client is the one she really wants to work with. So it's about putting yourself out there to the right people. Because if you're putting yourself out there, but your audience is not someone you want to work with or people that doesn't actually need your help, it's useless to put yourself out there. So make sure that you are exposing yourself to the right people too. So there. Okay, so that's the third lesson. So we're moving on to the fourth lesson, which is freelancing does not discriminate. I love this. Go ahead, Isabel.
Yeah, so the fourth lesson is, again, freelancing does not discriminate. So what I mean by this is because a lot of aspiring freelancers have this, have so many excuses that they can think of why they're not a good fit to become a freelancer. And this is the top of the list. I'm already old. I'm already in my 40s. So this, we had guests in the past. So this is, look for the episodes where we interviewed Miss Grace Cordova and Miss Carol Medalla. These are two separate episodes, but these ladies are already in their 40s and up, just like us. And then the only difference is they really started it when they're already in their 40s, not that they're doing this for not that they started this in their 30s. No, they really started freelancing when they were already in their 40s and just left their corporate jobs. So it's not, we just want to encourage people, especially those who tend to overthink. again, this is top of the list. I'm already old. No one is going to hire me. And then another excuse is I am not techie enough. I don't know how to speak proper English, I don't have the correct grammar and all. So these are things that tend to make us stuck and not start at all. So be inspired by these interviews. These are 40 and up freelancers. Again, Ms. Grace Cordova and Carol Medalla.
Yes, feel free to search that. in YouTube channel, by the way. Oh, yeah. I want to add to that because I think it's also important that aside from the age, that freelancing does not discriminate. It's also about your education. Freelancing doesn't need you to be a degree holder. It doesn't need you to be a graduate of a particular course, or you should have this or that. You know, so many qualifications, especially here in the Philippines, when you want to work in the corporate or in, you know, in how do you call it, blue collar jobs. Is that right? Yeah. So in freelancing, you don't need any degree. You don't need any. Well, you need to have some training, but that is something you don't need to do for years. You know, you can learn it on your own. By the way, you don't need a lot of experience. So I just want to add that because, again, freelancing does not discriminate. So, okay, let's move on to the fifth lesson, which is, oh, this is from me. Because we always ask this because it's common. Struggles, challenges, rejections will always be part of our freelancing journey. So like any other things we learn, there will always be hiccups or things that will block us and might stop us from continuing this freelancing or VA, you know, journey. That's why I also have to say and add that freelancing is not for everyone. So if you give up easily just because you got rejected, then maybe it's not for you. And if you get rejected like just one time and you already give up and you've been doing like freelancing for 1 to 3 months, that's not long enough. Then maybe it's not for you, because rejection is just one of the things you will regularly experience. It's not just from the beginning. It's regularly, it's a regular experience in your entire freelancing or VA journey. It's either you accept that and use that as a learning experience, or make it a block and stop you from doing your freelancing goals there. So yeah, that's why we always share it. We don't need to ask if they have struggles, because it's automatic they have.
Yes,
we just need to ask what are those struggles and how did they, you know, overcome it. Okay, let me know if you want to add something. But we're moving on from the, oh, this is Belle's favorite, one of her favorite. Leverage the power of AI. My goodness.
Yes. So just because we're like, I'm sure a lot of you would be interested to try out, to start your freelance career as a VA, right? So make sure if you're doubting yourself, especially if you're having a hard time connecting to clients and thinking that you don't have the correct grammar and all. But again, we just want to have this disclaimer that the clients really don't mind if you don't have perfect grammar. But just the same, if you want to improve the way you communicate to your prospective clients, you can use ChatGPT, you can use different AI tools. Like, I think aside from ChatGPT, there are a lot of, like Grammarly is considered an AI tool as well. Grammarly, Quillbot, what else? So many AI tools out there. And that's also a good skill to have on how to prompt your AI tool so it will return the proper results. So aside from Google, aside from YouTube, you can also learn through ChatGPT, through these AI tools. And once you get the job, once you have your first client, be always on the lookout on what is trending, like what are the latest tools out there. Because when you try to learn new things, new skills, you can already use that. You can already monetize that. And in Tagalog, pwede na kayo magpabibo sa mga clients nyo without them really knowing that. It's just the AI tools that's making your VA job more efficient, faster. Like before, we have to edit videos. Like if you're a video editor and you're assigned to create short form videos like reels or shorts, from out of the long videos, there are a lot of AI tools out there that you can already just upload the full video and the AI tool will do its job of generating the reels for you. So your clients doesn't have to know that, to know about your process, but still you're getting paid for it, right? As long as you're giving them the desired output. So there, I'm just quite an AI enthusiast. So be sure that you check out these tools.
Okay. Yes.
So there.
Oh, I think you didn't mention we have a guest in the past. Actually, they're siblings.
Yes.
They are copywriters. Instead of getting scared of these AI tools that you think they will replace you, use the AI just like the tip set, leverage the power of AI. So use the AI to help you, not against you. You know, it's not a contest, it's not a competition. I just want to add that because many people are getting scared, especially freelancers, with these AI. What you can do is actually use it on your to work with you and not against you.
Yeah. And then going back to the Arce sisters, like, for example, you're an aspiring copywriter. So you don't need, remember before, Siscons, when we are asked to write something, it's like, it's taking us hours and hours to produce content. But now with these AI tools, it's something that you can do in just a few minutes. So there's that.
Yeah. So again, leverage the power of AI. Let me just go back to the first six lessons before we continue with the last one. So number one is it's not really the how, it's always the why. Second is know that God is always present, even our freelance business. We just have to look closer. Third one is when you always include God in your freelancing, whatever tasks you do, especially when it comes to finding clients, you'll realize that God gives the best client. Fourth lesson is freelancing does not discriminate. The fifth one is struggles, challenges, and rejections will always be part of our freelancing journey. And the second one is, the sixth one is leverage the power of AI. My goodness. I think the seventh one is the same as Belle's sharing the second one, but we have to repeat this one.
Yeah.
Sorry. We have to repeat this one. Seven is God is with us. God is with us. It might sound corny, or maybe you've been hearing it many times, but it is true. The reason we created this YouTube channel, by the way, for our TikTok, we have YouTube channel, so people to subscribe. Freelancing with Faith. The reason we created this channel is because to remind ourselves and our fellow and aspiring freelancers or VAs that God is the key to everything, including building and starting our freelancing business. And based on the people we interview, they got to where they are now because they've learned to work with God. So to build, they learned to build their freelancer VA business with God working beside them. You can actually go, you can even let God lead it. Lead your freelance business, not just beside you. I think you need to add something to that because this is our last lesson.
Yeah.
Anything you'd like?
Yes. Especially if you're actually it's already a given when you're down. It's really the default is Lord help me. Lord help us. So just a little encouragement, like when you're not in that rock bottom anymore, right? In your wins, celebrate with him. In your high achievements, in your high moments, also celebrate with God. Not just when there's a disaster, there's an earthquake. We remember how to pray, things like that. It's funny, but we tend to do that when there's an emergency, there's a crisis. So just to have that consistent relationship, right? We should be mindful, yes. I guess, like in all our ups and downs, if ever we feel like talking with someone and no one is around, why not think of him? So there.
Oh, we do have our past episodes about ways on how to include God in everything you do. Feel free to check that out. That's our last topic before this. Just Belle and I. Anyway, I think I want to add something, but I forgot. Since Belle said that, celebrate your wins with God. I also like to remind everyone, whatever your status are, if you achieve something, praise God. If you are down, praise God. If a client rejected you, praise God. If a project has been closed, praise God. No matter what you do, not just celebrate with God, praise God always, no matter what happens. Because everything is just temporary, but God is permanent, you know. Anyway, okay, my last piece of advice, yes. It's like, are we interviewing? Anyway, if you're not used to having a mindset that God is always with you, you know, just spend a few seconds of silence and invite God and invite the Holy Spirit to be with you before, during, and after your work. So we hope that these lessons we shared with you are something you'll keep in mind, especially if you're just starting out. It will always be a challenge. That's why we need God. So how about you, Sismel?
Yes. I think I want to speak to those who are not freelancers yet, but are really interested to start their career. Let this, as we transition to the new year, we have a lot of fears, brothers and sisters, but let's grab this opportunity as we transition to the new year to leave these fears, leave these worries, this overthinking, over-analyzing things, because these things won't serve us. Like, as we welcome the new year, let's try to embrace everything, the encouragement, the inspiration, the grace that is being given to us by God, and embrace that to remove somehow the fears. The fear will always be there. Don't get me wrong. The fear will always be there, but we can do it afraid, brothers and sisters. So if you're thinking of waiting for that perfect time, allow this turn of the new year be that thing that you've been waiting for. It's better to time it on the, like, you get a new milestone on the coming new year. So it's better to celebrate the new year with that mindset, with that new mindset.
Do it afraid. Oh, I will have an acronym which I remember from Father Arlo, because I was organizing things and I saw his book, and he has this. It was autographed and it has a dedication for PUSH. PUSH. Pray until something happens. So why not? At least there's an acronym for you.
Yes.
So anyway, now you can learn as you absorb the lessons that we share with you from our different special guest during this year 2023. I also encourage you, everyone, to our TikTok viewers, feel free to visit this book called How to Start Your Virtual Assistant Business, 10 Steps to Earn Online as a Top-Notch Virtual Assistant by going to conniezabala.com/VA book. So this book is like a workbook. So each chapter has a question where you need to answer so that you can start with your VA business. So feel free to visit conniezabala.com/VA book to know more information. This book is available on hard copy, ebook, Kindle, audiobook. There. Before we end, let's have a closing prayer. Let's remember that we are in the presence of God. In the name of the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit. Amen. Thank you, Lord, for another episode done successfully. Thank you for the opportunity to share our knowledge and experience to serve our clients. Hopefully, our fellow service providers were able to learn something too. Thank you to all the people who support us in our mission. Thank you for the chance to bless others through this platform. We lift up to you all our viewers, our listeners, our clients, the people we work with, and their loved ones. Continue to bless them in all areas of their lives. Whatever their petitions are right now, we pray with them, believing that whatever happens, you always have the best intentions for us. We lift up to you all these, but in the end, your will be done. In Jesus' name, amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. So before we end, Merry Christmas, because we won't have a session on Monday. That's Christmas Day. So we hope to see you next year, Monday, for the live praise and worship session. But we will still have live sessions on Thursdays, 1 p.m. Manila time. So there. Any last words before we end, Sister?
I guess just remember the reason for the season.
Yes, that's why it's Merry Christmas or Happy Birthday, Jesus.
Yes.
Feel free to ask your questions, by the way, in the comments. We will get back to you both on YouTube or TikTok.
Yes.
So there. That's it for us. Bye, everyone. Oh, let's see. I have comments on StreamYard. Okay. Justin said, amen. Merry Christmas and waving. So bye everyone. God bless and Merry Christmas again.
Thanks for listening to the Freelancing with Faith podcast by Connie and Bell. We hope you've learned something and enjoyed the podcast.
Feel free to share our show with your friends and family.
Check our website at freelancingwithfaith.com.
Or you can also connect with us via YouTube, Facebook, and Instagram at Freelancing with Faith.
We'd love to hear from you. We also appreciate any review, feedback, or suggestions you can give us to continuously improve our content.
Make sure to be there in our next episode.
We look forward to sharing more tips and faith stories with you.